Are you making these relationship mistakes? 10 ways to do better, women. I'll take my coffee with my sunshine. Coffee is a mug with a hug. Sip your coffee while Nina does the talking. Welcome to another edition of Morning Sip. This is a 15-minute short where we sip and slurp, because I know some of you slurp your coffee and tea, while you listen to me. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I am unapologetically edgy every week. You can find me at ninababel.com. So it's coffee o'clock. Let's grab that mug and start sipping. Okay, everybody, this is episode number 50. Woohoo! Let me set the scene, because this is a slow boiling stew that I started last week. Remember, I decided to take my Keep It 100 moment to the streets when I asked ladies who are actively dating, look, tell me what bugs you early on in a relationship. Is it a pet peeve? Whether it's a no-no in your book? Maybe that's something that strikes that nerve and makes your blood boil. Sound familiar? By the way, there really was no clear winner either. So today I wanted to give men the opportunity to clap back and share their relationship pet peeves and what they feel women need to know and be mindful of with their new boo. Okay, men, get ready for your end zone dance. All right, so this is how I'm going to move forward. I got a bunch of comments from men, so I'm going to give you their feedback and a girl tip. You're good? Let's start. Number one, men say we do too much talking about ourselves. Huh. Well, you know what? Women are naturally giving beings. But ladies, don't overstay your welcome with words. Use your feelings the right way. Keep it short, but actively listen to him. And make it a cumulative conversation over time, right? Be his biggest fan, but show that you can be his toughest critic. If you simply start sharing all of your feelings, your baggage with a man, you are likely going to overwhelm him, or worse, turn him off completely. Number two, lack of eye contact and focus, and more importantly, just not being present in the conversation. Well, there's two sides of this. This could be a sign of being nervous, wanting to make a good impression, or being bored. Number three, women not being themselves is a red flag. And Eric, who is divorced, dating, and with two kids, says authenticity matters.
Something that I look at in a relationship is really understanding whom that person is, just through conversation initially before you meet. You just get a feel for who that person is. But the biggest thing for me is people saying what they are when they're not that person. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of the white lies, the making themselves look better. I guess we all do that to an extent, but I've had some situations where, you know, I've met some women online, for instance, and they only show a portion of the picture, which is fine. You know, by that time we had some good conversation, and then, you know, when you see them, they don't look the same as they say. I think some people have to understand between what is athletic looking in comparison to what is average body looking. Anyway, this is my personal pet peeve. I've had some situations like that. But anyway, that's my biggest thing. And I think, you know, if you just come correct, man, and we're all good. You know what I mean? I don't care if you're 2,000 pounds or 100 pounds. Just, you know, be who you are, basically.
All right, so I'm going to briefly cruise through these next four mistakes that women make. Number four, overuse of makeup. Ladies, beauty is from within. Don't mask it with too much makeup, because you know what? He's going to see you with it off anyway, eventually. Number five, bad-mouthing other women in an attempt to make themselves look better. Wasted energy, whether you're with your man or not. Why go there? Number six, bringing up past boyfriends and how they wronged you. Ladies, Why would you even go there with a total stranger? That subject should remain off limits always, always, always early on in the relationship. Number 7, being too clingy and needy. No one likes this. You need to get a hobby or two and expand your mind when you're in a relationship. When you give too much, it's because I know you like him, you want to make a first impression immediately. But then you start putting his needs above yours, and it happens all the time at different stages of a relationship. Understood. There's a lot of unstable men and women out there that put on a very good act, and it's really hard to differentiate at first. That's why you can't be falling so easily. Next is you want to give men the time to really prove they're for real, right? Keep those mental notes, every vibe you felt. Chances are there are signs you've ignored because you know what? You think everything seems legit. Because we get so wrapped up in the ish sometimes, we are blindly leading ourselves right into the BS. Number 9. James talks about being over materialistic. There are some bad apples whose worth is defined by a man's pockets. Take 2. That's not all of us, James.
Well, I'm not dating anybody right now. I am a single person. Although I did try being in a relationship with someone a couple years ago. And let's just say things didn't work out as well as I was hoping they would. I remember she always wanted me to buy stuff for her because she knew that I could afford stuff and she couldn't. So she was definitely taking advantage of me. And I kept trying to tell her, you know, look, I don't mind buying stuff for you every once in a while, but not every day, because I have important bills and other documentation related stuff that I need to use money for. But she just didn't get it. The person I'm talking about has a Puerto Rican type of name. Her name is Alasis, which is A-L-A-S-I-S. We think of it as Alasis sometimes, but you have to pronounce it, you know, with the A part, basically. She had cerebral palsy and also seizures and everything, and so her brain acted like, you know, a person who is a young child, basically. And so that's what caused her to act as a young child who always would want stuff. So yeah, in the end, it was just too much. I just couldn't take it. And so I had to end the relationship.
Number 10, trying to incessantly change him. He can only change himself, ladies. Don't even go there because you've already lost the battle before you even got started. Number 11, Jason is divorced and actively dating. There are times we assume others show love the same way that we do. But Jason's like, not happening. And in this next clip, he's going to share his point of frustration.
And I am divorced and dating. Not entirely by design, just somehow I look around and I'm in something. But each individual relationship is unique, of course, and I think the thing that's the common enough thread, I guess, between them is kind of coming to a point where you realize, I'll speak for myself, where I realize, hey, I'm not really getting back love and affection in the way that I'm giving it, and the way, you know, way I'm showing love. And I guess there's a book out there about the 5 love languages. I like the idea, I like the theory. He assumes there's only 5, and I think that's a little bit limited. I think there's more, but things like touch, quality time, gifts, things of that nature. I can't remember them all, but in any event, I think there's more. But Yeah, I think, you know, I come to a point where I am aware that, hey, I'm not getting it back in the way that I give it out. And if you're aware of that deficit, and even if you're explicit and you say, hey, I like this, it doesn't seem to kind of sink in, and they just continue to kind of give love in the way that they're used to, what's natural to them. So yeah, I've come to think if that's a thing where you have to be aware, or, you know, look out for, be mindful of the way that that person shows love, and if it sort of matches your sense of how love is given and received.
So next I'm going to preach on behalf of the men for a second. A good woman does not push away a good man, right? Bad females, they push away good men. They want the bad boys. Most women do not know what a good man is. It's not their fault. Most men weren't taught what it takes to be a good man either. Men want to fall in love with someone who does the right thing, not says them. I think appreciation is a matter of maturity and experience. Even those considered good men or women can underappreciate someone until they've either lost somebody or have been underappreciated themselves, right? Once that experience has been gained and you feel like you've been taken for granted, then the wisdom that comes from it can only prompt you to do better, to appreciate when you've got a good one. Yes, once you realize the good ones, you will extend the same grace that you expect to the other person. Nobody knows how deep someone can love you because everyone is caught up in this not getting played mode. When you mess over something awesome, you play yourself, ladies. Know his worth, girl. That wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. I hope you enjoyed today's gulp. Was this episode good for you? If you listened, you know what? I want you to tweet a picture. Grab that mug, glass, or paper cup, whatever you're using to sip and slurp, and use the hashtag MorningSip. But help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Don't forget to review my show in iTunes, because you know what? I rely on it a lot. And I'll tell you why. It helps me and my message stand out from the crowd. Also, it helps women, and you men, in this case, understand each other better when it comes to our most vulnerable and embarrassing moments. Connect with me on social media, because I love Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can reach me on my Keep It 100 Girl page and Snapchat. And you would use the handle at Nina Babel. That's babe with an L. See you next Tuesday for another episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show. Remember, I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches.